Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The following is a presentation of Jacob Sports.
Get money, yo.
My man, what's up, brother? Philly Godfather.
Welcome to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from the PhillyGodfather.com, and you're listening on SiriusXM, Sports Grid, Jacob Media on YouTube, and we're live streaming the show on my Twitter account, at PhillyGodfather. We're getting ready to break down college football this week, and as we wait for our special guest from Chicago to jump on, David Kaplan, let me go to Jamie Gold real quick. Jamie, let's start firing away. Let's not wait. Let's give the people what they want. Is there any game in college football this week that you really love that you want to give out?
Yeah. I also just wanted to welcome our newest sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. It's fantastic. I've been having so much fun playing on that app. And we're going to talk more about that in a minute. But I would say that, you know, the game that everybody's most excited about, it seems, this week is Penn State. And in the beginning, when it first came out, I was leaning Penn State with +4.5. But the more I look at this game, the more I'm trying to stay off of the sides. And I just kind of like the under. But I really like the under. My official pick is the under 23 in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on that, too. I like the under full game. I like the under 23, if you can find it, first half. I know it has been moved. These lines may have been adjusted. And I also like Penn State a little bit. At +4.5, I think this is going to be a tighter game than most people think. Let me go to Philly Rooster real quick. Rooster, who do you like in this matchup? I mean, this has major implications moving forward. College football playoffs, maybe a college football championship, Heisman odds. I mean, who do you like here?
Yeah, I mean, this game's actually creeping up. If you see on the screen, it's as high as 5.5 now, which I'm not surprised at. I figured there'll be some early money coming in on the favorite, but yeah, at the end, I'm going to bang the dog. I think this is going to be a close game down to the last score. We see which one of these teams is a fraud, and my money's on Penn State. I mean, I bet them at +14-1 to win it all, and I stick with that bet. I think Ohio State's a fraud. They haven't played anybody. Now, neither has Penn State. But
Rooster, how high do you think that line could go?
7. I don't think it'll get to 7, but we'll see.
It's not getting to 7. Get out of here.
Relax. You think we can get a 6.5?
Oh, yeah. You're going to see 6.5
on it?
Hold on, we got David Cameron.
There's this guy in Vegas who's going to give it a nice little push.
It's not moving to seven. Got David Kaplan from Chicago. My good
What's
friend,
up?
Batman. What's up, brother? How you doing?
First of all, is that the Jamie Gold from the World Series of Poker?
It is. Yeah.
Okay, so Jamie Gold, one of my dreams is to play against you because you're the best. I played in a tournament. I knocked Jerry Yang out, and I got to take another WSOP champion down.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm the best, but I'll make it a lot of fun for you. So when do you want to come to an event?
You tell me when, and I'm in.
All right, we will talk. So thank you for being here with us today. Who do you love? Who do you love this week?
I like USC, Southern Cal. And I'm going to give you a stat. I did my homework for my guy, the Philly Godfather. Okay, Lincoln Riley is 40-2 outright at home in his career. And from game six on as a head coach, he's 20-0. Make it 21. He takes down Utah.
Yeah, you don't mind giving the seven?
No, I do not, because everybody now in Chicago is Caleb Williams sucks. Notre Dame beat him.
Yeah,
this guy's a beast.
Yeah, these guys. Philly Godfather was sharing with me his thoughts about this game before the show, and I agree. Philly Godfather, I know you really like USC. I think I'm gonna take that too. But tell us your thoughts on the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great bounce-back spot for USC. And Utah really hasn't played, the best of the best. And USC, I mean, they're going to, they're fighting for their lives. And I don't think seven is enough at home and coming off a loss. I think Utah's in trouble here. And I would lay 6.5, 7. I won't be surprised to see this game, cross over that key number of 7, maybe get to 7.5. Let me go to Philly Rooster. Rooster, you got a dog in this fight or no?
I don't like it at -7. I mean, obviously, the game opened lower. The look-ahead line on this was only 3. USC loses a game, and they think that's going to change them into a different team. At 7, it's a hard lay for me. I kind of lean dog at +7.5, but it's a no bet at 7.
Yeah, and people are so down on them. But if you look at the box where they turned the ball over 5 times last week against the Fighting Irish, and that's not going to happen again.
It was a snake pit there at Notre Dame. And, I mean, I'd root for basically any team in America worldwide against Notre Dame. I hate the Irish.
Yeah, I mean, you either love them or you hate them. That's the way it is with that team. And if you look at Utah, they got a nice defense, but they've only played one team that ranks in the top 50 this year in yards per play metric. And they lost the game. It was Oregon State. They lost 21-7. And now you're going up against this offensive juggernaut. I don't even think the game's going to be close. I think USC blows their doors off, Cap.
I'm with you, man. I absolutely am with you. How about this stat? Kyle Whittingham, 8-16-1 ATS when they lose their previous game outright as a road dog. 1-12-1 ATS as a dog of fewer than 7. Well, give me USC. All over them.
Does that change your mind at all, Rooster, or no?
Well, I also heard that last time it rained in Utah, they won the following week, and it snowed the week after that, so they won the week after.
Come on, Rooster. Join the party, kid.
Kaplan, all that means garbage. You still got to play the game.
When it gets to 1-13-1, you're going to call me and go, okay, you were right.
Hey, Dave, ask Rooster how he did it. Hey, Cap, ask Rooster. Ask Rooster how he did it.
We're going to take sheep on. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We got more legendary action on the way.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Expert picks and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com, and we're breaking down some college football with Philly Rooster, Jimmy the Sheep Batista, David Kaplan from Chicago, and World Series of Poker champion Jamie Gold.
Hey, Philly Godfather, I got one other thing for Rooster. I just looked this up. When Mrs. Riley cooks chicken tacos, they're 31-1 against the spread.
There you go. That's it. You convinced me, Kaplan. I'm all over USA now.
That's a trend that Rusin can get me on.
Yes.
The problem is Rooster may try to eat the tacos.
You're damn right I will.
I had a good dinner with the Rooster in Philly.
Yeah. Oh, we got the Rose Tattoo, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, good times.
That place isn't there anymore. That was good stuff, though.
Nah, my brother bought it and shut it down. He's building a high-rise complex up there. All right, but let's go to the next game. Let me go to Philly Rooster. Rooster, this UCF-Oklahoma total, it was at 66. I think it's on the move. I mean, how do these teams not score 100 points here with UCF's defense being so bad?
Yeah, it's very hard not to go over in this game. I mean, both defenses are bad. Both offenses are good. John Plumlee will start. You know, this is a tough game not to go over. And in college football, I try to stay away from overs. The squares bet these things up. The lines are always shaded towards the over as it is. But this one, I couldn't help myself. I went over a little 66. I'll pop any number over on this that's kind of off the mainstream line just to get some money on the over.
And you're talking about how good Oklahoma's offense is. They're averaging 45 points a game. They put up 34 points on a Texas defense that has held their opponents to just 16 points per game. And like you said, UCF's quarterback's back. He's playing. You got Dylan Gabriel. This guy's now the second favorite to win the Heisman Trophy this year at 10-1. I also like the over 2.5 touchdown passes on Gabriel as a prop here. Cap, do you like anything on this game? You like a side? You like a total here?
Yeah, actually, I'm the anti-Rooster. I'm going under on this game.
Man, I like it even more.
66.5, and I do think Brent Venables is a hell of a defensive coach. I think they could choke off USC. They may score a ton of points. I don't think it gets to 67. I think I'm a winner.
I mean, Oklahoma might put up 60 by themselves here, Cap. I don't know about that. Let me go to Jamie. Jamie, you like anyone in this matchup? You like a side or a total? Did you fire it?
No. I mean, I'm leaning over the 66, but no, I'm probably not going to put any real money on it.
Yeah. Let me go to Sheep. Sheep, you like anybody here or no?
I love the favorite this week. love the favorite this week.
You like the favorite every week, Brewster.
Sheep can't count past 50, so he doesn't touch any total in college that's over 50.
No, that is not true, Rooster. One of my selections for today is North Carolina, over 57.
So, Jimmy, what number do you like it at?
57. That's what it is. That's the average number out there right now.
No. I'm saying you said your pick is that you wanted the favorite.
Oh, he's laying 19 on Oklahoma.
19, yes.
19.
Oklahoma, I'll give them to you now, Jamie, so you can write them down because I write yours down. Oklahoma minus 19.
Have you been on this show before?
It's the golden recap. Wait,
Goldilocks' recaps don't match what he puts on Twitter. So I got to kind of see through with everything.
You got to fix your mic. It's
all good. I put added picks on Twitter. You're right. I do.
All right, let's go to the next marquee game here. You got Clemson laying 3.5 at Miami. Last week, Miami crapped the bed again. 4 turnovers. That's 9 turnovers in the past 2 weeks. They're a lot better than what that final score indicated. Let me go to Rooster first. Rooster. Who's going to win this game? Who's going to cover the spread? I mean, you got 3s and 3.5s in the market. You got a 48.5 on the total.
Yeah, I officially put Miami on my no bet list after last week. I took a bath on that game. I loved Miami in that spot against a weak North Carolina team, and they just literally did not show up. That game, it wasn't even as close as a score. I watched every single snap of that game. So Miami's on my no bet list, and I actually still like Clemson. They were thought to be much higher rated coming into the season, even though they had a massive turnover last year. But I lean Clemson in this game. I didn't bet it yet, but I guarantee I'm going to end up on Clemson.
So anything below 3 or below, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me go to Cap here. Cap, you like
Dabo Swinney's hearing more criticism of his program this year than in the previous 10 years combined. He's going to stick it to all his critics. Clemson wins it by a touchdown or more.
Then we go to Jamie. Jamie, do you agree with their assessment of this game?
I am staying off this one. If I was teasing, which I am not teasing college football anymore,
bang!
But if I was teasing, I would go Miami plus 10, Tennessee plus 14.5, something like that.
I like Miami here at anything over a field goal. You're buying on this team at the lowest point in the season, in the market after 2 straight losses, 2 ugly losses. 2 losses that in games they actually should have won. I mean, 9 turnovers in 2 weeks, you can't overcome that. I think they run the ball more this week. They try to limit their possessions. Don't take big chances down the field. And Clemson has struggled. You know, they struggled last week against a mediocre Wake Forest team. They've underperformed a couple times this season. And do you give Debo the coaching advantage? Yeah, slightly. But, I mean, he's had some brain cramps this year as well. So, I'm going back to the well. I'm going back to the Hurricanes plus 3.5. I'm not sold on Klubnik. He hasn't impressed me all season. I know Van Dyke's a little banged up. He's got a couple things with his fingers, but he's outperformed Klubnik all year. I think he's the better quarterback in this matchup. Let me go back to Rooster now. Rooster, is there any other game on the board that you like this week in college football?
Yeah, well, one game tonight I bet this morning. I took 5 on Marshall. It's down to 4. But I still think there's value against James Madison with this Marshall team. Take 4 on Marshall if you can get it.
Let me go to David Kaplan from Chicago at the Catman. Cap, anyone else you like in college football? Moving ahead.
Yeah, I actually think LSU is going to smash Army pretty good. Brian Kelly, I root against the guy. I'm not a fan. Didn't like him at Notre Dame. He's a jackass. But he's got a lot of talent in his program. We'll see how this one goes, but I'm excited I enjoy that matchup.
Yeah, it should be a good game. All right, let me go. Let's switch the subject a little bit. Let's go to championship odds, some playoff updates. Here come the Oklahoma Sooners. They're 6-0 against the spread. The odds have dropped on them dramatically. I think now they're down to 12-1 to win the national championship. Michigan, a team that we took at the beginning of the season at 9-1. Now they're the favorite at plus 270. You got Georgia, Sheeps team. They're now at plus 290. You can get a better number, Sheep, if you want to keep adding to that Georgia future. You got Washington at plus 800. You got Ohio State at plus 800. Florida State at 8-1. Penn State, which is Rooster's team, at 12-1. Let me go to Jamie. Jamie, if you had to pick a team right now with those odds, which one would you be picking?
You know, I'm going to stick with our preseason bet on Michigan. And I think that that Georgia's still good without Powers, but I think that Michigan is what Georgia – Michigan is the team that everyone thinks Georgia is in my opinion. I think they're the strongest. They're the healthiest. They're bringing players in and out, rotating them really well so that everybody stays healthy as much as possible throughout the season. I'm just still really high on Michigan.
I mean, the biggest Jamie. Test is going to come at Happy Valley, and then they got to play Ohio State. Then they go to Rooster. I know you're high on Penn State, but if you had to pick one of those teams, would you still stick with Penn State? Or are you thinking maybe Oklahoma or maybe Washington that has surprised a lot of people?
Yeah, well, Washington at plus 800 is not enough, I don't think. I mean, like I said, if Washington loses one game, they're completely out of the running. So
think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Sticking with Penn State right now, 12-1. Even, and I took better, I took 14 and 16-1 on Penn State. But if they win this weekend, you're not going to see anything over 10-1 on that team. So yeah. The value right now is Penn State. Now, Oklahoma, you can make an argument for them. I think they do win out. I think if they get into the playoff, they're going to get smashed by one of these much better programs.
I mean, they did beat Texas. No one expected them to beat Texas. They had outperformed the market 6 straight weeks. The bookmakers have been really wrong about this team each and every week.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. And I was just talking to Jimmy the Sheep Batista about college football futures. You still like Georgia to win it all, Jim?
Yes, I do. And I think as long as their defense keeps playing the way it is, I'll stay with my bet. I like Penn State in the beginning, but with that cupcake schedule, I mean, they played the Little Sisters of the Poor last week. Yeah, they won by 63. But now when they go against Ohio State and Michigan, it's a different – we're in a different ballpark. Ohio State beats them by 10 this week at least.
Hold on. You bet the Little Sisters of the Poor. That was one of your top games last week, Massachusetts.
Yes, I did. I took 42. Sorry,
so now the Little Sisters of the Poor because they got decimated by a superior team.
Listen, Rooster, you could have beat them. I was just hoping that, you know,
why you bet them?
He teased them, Rooster. He teased them.
The game closed 40 and a half. I bet value. So, Rooster, this weekend, next week, you'll be able to bet Penn State at plus probably 15-1 to win it all, because after Ohio State embarrasses them this week, you'll be able to get a better number. So sit tight, boy.
I tried to take value to the bank. They won't accept it.
Godfather, can I talk to you about Underdog for a minute?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, I wasn't a big fantasy sports player. I mean, I like it, and I'm in a league, but I wasn't on any of the fantasy apps. And so I started using Underdog. We have this relationship with them now. They're being, you know, really kind to us. Great new sponsor. And it's so interesting because it's so similar to what we're doing, in that, you know, you choose in a contest, you go higher or lower on, you know, they call them props in other ways, but we don't call them props. We just say higher or lower. And you choose in a contest, you can either choose 2 or 3 or 4 or 5, and you get paid 3 times, 5 times, 10 times, or 20 times your money. What they're doing for us, if you use the code WIN, W-I-N, they're matching up to $500, which nobody else is doing. And so this is an exclusive offer through us, that anybody who goes to underdogfantasy.com and signs up, you can put in $100, you can put in $200, you can put in $500. I put in $500. They gave me a free $500. So I have $1,000 in there now to play. So you just use the promo code WIN. And I know you like doing these, you know, higher, lower. We all do. It's really fun.
And what's the name of the website? Underdogfantasy.com. Is that what it is?
Underdogfantasy.com.
Oh, there you go, right there. All right, let's change the subject a little bit. Let's go to Heisman odds. Michael Penix, right now the favorite at minus 130. Dylan Gabriel at 10-1. J.J. McCarthy, the guy that me and Rooster have been talking about for the last couple of weeks. Now he's down to 10-1. Jordan Travis, 12-1. Jaden Daniels, 14-1. Drake May, 18-1. Williams from USC, he's all the way back up to 20-1. I know Jamie was on him early. Bo Nix falling off at 20-1. Let me go to Rooster first. Rooster, if you had to pick a Heisman Trophy winner right now, who would it be?
Well, if I had to pick a winner, it'd be Penix, but I wouldn't bet it at those odds, minus 130. I think it'd be Gabriel. I mean, he's been really impressive. You still get 10-1. You take a flyer on it, throw a dime on it, and see what happens. I think that he's the only guy that has a chance.
Let me go to David Kappa from Chicago. Cap, out of all those guys, who would you pick right now if you had to pick one?
Okay, so I have a ticket on McCarthy. I have a dime on McCarthy. However, with the news today that Michigan's being investigated for cheating, I know how some of these dumb sports writers think. They're not going to vote for him because of that. So I am betting Dylan Gabriel tonight, because Penix is not going to run the table, and I think Dylan Gabriel has a chance to do that.
Yeah, let me go to Jamie Gold, World Series of Poker champ. I know you were big on Williams early. Who do you like now if you had to pick somebody?
I mean, it's so hard not to pick Penix, but I agree with Rooster that the price is just not right. You know, they lose a game, something goes wrong. He doesn't light up the world like he has been for in one game, and all of a sudden everything's different. So, I mean, I agree with Cap that Gabriel is the right price, the right shot, based on all factors. If you're, you know, looking for a 10-1 shot.
Yeah, and he can't. Penix can't afford to lose he's still got to play USC, Utah, and Oregon State. They're not gimmies. And when you look at Gabriel's opponents, I mean, the defenses he faces down the road, some of the worst in college football. And he's probably going to end up with the best numbers of any quarterback in college football with those opposing defenses left on his schedule. So at 10-1, we've been talking about him for the last 2 weeks. I think you guys are right on point there. I don't see anyone else, you know, other than Gabriel. I mean, like Cap said, McCarthy, they got some issues there in Michigan, so they might not vote for him. But Gabriel, 10-1, man, that's real enticing. Sheep, you like anyone out of those two guys we talked about?
Michael Penix probably is another one, I think.
He's just going with the favorite, Sheep, Eric. He's taking Georgia, Michael Penix. He's laying 20 on the road. It don't matter. Just give him the favorite.
That's it. Listen, life's about the information. When you get the right information, you stick it.
I can't even hear what you're saying, man. Get off that Metro PCS service and get off that PCS, right? Let me go to Rooster. Roosters, any other college football
games? We are now entering West Virginia.
You made it. Yeah, there is another game I like. And, you know, I hate to do it because I hate the coach. But I like South Carolina this week against Missouri. South Carolina's only 2-4, and they totally underperformed. But they still got some fight in them. They got some SEC fight. I think they give Missouri a run for their money. I don't think they win, but I like them plus 7.5.
Seven and a half. The other way. So you're getting a better number. Cap, you like anyone in that matchup with South Carolina?
I don't, but I'm looking right now at this James Madison Marshall game, and I'm going with my guy Rooster here, totally on Rooster. So the line right now is 4.5. Do I do that?
Grab plus 4.5. It's like stealing. It's pretty much, there's 3.5 and 4 everywhere.
So points bet right now, it's 4.5 -110. I'm going to bet Marshall.
Take Marshall. Thank me later.
Cap, I'll just thank you later.
I'm just glad you weren't on last week's episode when she gave out that pick. Who was last week? Georgia Southern plus 6?
Yeah. Georgia, wait, hold on. Let's go. I don't want to bring that up, but Georgia Southern plus 6. Louisville -6.5.
Was it plus 6 or plus 6? Plus 6 or plus 6?
Massachusetts is still trying to get a field goal. They lost 63-0.
Listen, Jay, you were 0-3 last week in college. I'll give it to you. I went out 2-1. Saturday was not good. Saturday was a kick in the cahoos. But, you know, thank God for Sunday. Cap, you're risking your whole life on this Marshall game tonight.
Oh, yeah, I just did. Steve, I had the team total on Indiana last week over 7.5. They score at the end to get 14, and they call it back.
Oh, my God.
So, Godfather, I got a couple first-half moves I'd love to share.
Go ahead, Jay.
So, I think they're almost in the same situation, right, with Oregon and Texas. So, Oregon first half, you can give 11. I think they're angry. I think they're going to light them up. Washington State is falling apart. I think Texas, the same thing. I think they're going to win big this week. I'm going to do 13.5 in the first half because I think they're angry and they're going to come out firing. So Oregon -11 in the first half and Texas -13.5 in the first half.
I like that Oregon -11 as well. So put that in a golden recap. Let's shift over to odds to make the playoffs. Michigan right now -155. I mean, if they beat Ohio State, they're probably in the playoffs. Florida State's at -150. Georgia, like I said, you got to lay 195. I think that's a gift. I think that's stealing, especially with their schedule. You only got to lay 2-1, and they're playing some of the worst teams in college football. Alabama, a little enticing at +400. You're getting 4-1 odds on them. Ohio State's at +170. I think they need to beat Penn State and Michigan to get in. Oklahoma +160. I think that's a gift. That could be stealing, especially with how easy their schedule is down the stretch. Washington +125. Texas +240. You got Penn State at +250. Let me go to Rooster first. Rooster, odds to make the playoffs. If you wanted to bet one of those teams, which one would it be right now?
With these odds, I'd say Alabama. You know, you're getting 4-1. They want Alabama in. You know, they're going to bend the rules for them. If one of these others is Washington loses or an Oklahoma loses, they're going to be the first one up. They're great TV ratings. At 4-1, you know, I kind of like them better than Penn State at +250 because Penn State, like we said, they have to beat Michigan. I'm more worried about Michigan than Ohio State. So, yeah, I guess Alabama +4-1 at those odds.
Let me go to Cap. Cap, Alabama's name does carry a ton of weight. And if they went out, you think that could be a good bet at 4-1 to make the playoffs?
Well, I believe they should have been in last year, and they didn't get in. But I would have to tell you, Georgia, that team's in the SEC, and they have the easiest schedule in America. It's like, you're in that league. How do you always have a gimme game? So I'm on Georgia. By the way, Jay, you said Oregon and Texas first half.
Yep. Yeah, -11, -13.5, Jamie. Is that what it was?
Yeah, Texas 13.5, Oregon 11.
Got it.
And I think if you're getting Oklahoma plus 160, almost 2-1 odds with that schedule, how do you not nibble on them? All right, we're going to get ready for our next segment, so I want everyone to stay tuned. You're listening on SiriusXM.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Jacob Sports Media and Sports Grid. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. I know I got to go to David Kaplan first. I know you got to roll out of here. I want to thank you for coming on. If you want to let everyone know where to find you on Twitter, social media, your YouTube page, and give out one more pick before you leave, Cap.
Yeah, my one more pick is don't ever bet on the Chicago Bears, ever. They're on the no-fly list. They suck. Yes, they're awful, awful. You can find me on YouTube. Recap, R-E-K-A-P, free subscription. Got 136,000 subscribers. Do content every day. So, yeah, please follow me there and on Twitter, X, whatever you call it now. The Cap Man, T-H-E-K-A-P-M-A-N. I'd love to come back, man. This show, it's awesome.
Thanks for coming on, Cap. You're the best, brother. Love you.
You too. Love you. Be good. I want you, Jamie. I want to come on it. It's a champ.
We got to set that up. We got to set that up. What are we playing? Wait, I'm in on this too. I'm coming in on this too.
Oh, I'm in too.
I'll be there. It'd be fun.
I watched Jamie in the World Series of Poker. I want some of that. Let's play No Limit Hold'em.
Let's go.
Rooster will just take a piece of me.
Man, he's the best, man. I know Cap a long time. One of the greatest guys in the business. One of the sharpest guys. I want to thank him for coming on. Man, it's just good times with good people, good karma. You know what I mean, Jane?
Yeah, I mean this is so great. I really want to thank our new sponsor, Underdog. It's underdogfantasy.com. They're matching deposits up to $500, which no one else is doing. You can only get that through our promo code, which is WIN, W-I-N, at underdogfantasy.com.
I want everyone to go to underdogfantasy.com right now and use that promo code WIN and make some money, man. We'll be giving out our selections from time to time to help you guys win as well. All right, let's go to some more.
Fun. You just go higher or lower. It's so much fun.
It's stealing, money. All right, let's talk about some marquee games on the board. Duke at Florida State. Last time I checked the screen, I saw 14.5 and 49. Let me go to Rooster first. Rooster, does Duke have a shot here?
I don't know if they have a shot, but I like them plus 14 against Florida State team that, I mean, they've been impressive at times, but haven't been impressive at times. And Duke can score some points. I think they keep this within 14.
Yeah, and they got the quarterback coming back, right? The quarterback's back for this Riley Leonard. I think he's playing. And if you look at the box score, Duke's only lost all season to Notre Dame. They actually had more first downs. They had more rushing yards. They won the time of possession battle. It was the two turnovers that cost them that game. So they've been playing tough, man. And this Florida State team might be smelling themselves a little bit. Everyone's talking about national championship implications. But this, they still got to win by, what, more than two touchdowns here. If you grab 14.5, that's the right side, ain't it, Russell?
I think so. I like the dog there. I mean, I don't love it. Like you said, if I could get that free hook, I'm not going to pay minus 20 for it. But I'd take 14.5 on this game.
Yeah, especially with a good defensive team like the Blue Devils. I mean, if you look at their defensive metrics, they rank 10th in opponent yards per play, 4th in opponent yards per pass attempt, 4th in opponent points per game. And anytime you're looking to bet a dog, you really need a good defensive team to, you know, to limit offensive possessions on the other side when you're playing a juggernaut like Florida State. And Duke's also battle-tested. It's not like you're betting on a dog this year that hasn't played anyone. They played some good teams this year, and they've performed pretty well. Let me go to Jamie. Jamie, do you like anyone in that game?
Now, I've gone back and forth on this one. I think I'm going to stay off of it. If I was going to go one way, I would go Florida State minus, you know, if I could get it under 14, I might, you know, but I don't even want to spend the money, the juice to have to get it to 13.5. I'm just going to stay off of it. But I would lean Florida State. I think they might. Well, how about this? I'd lean Florida State if Riley Leonard's not playing. If Riley Leonard's playing and he can play decently and he can actually run around, no way. Then I wouldn't give that those numbers. So I'm just staying off of it.
Then we go to Sheep. Sheep, are you laying the favorite as usual, or you like the dog here?
No, I like the dog here. And I think we're going to see 13.5. I mean, the Sharps will definitely be on the dog. Will be on the dog, absolutely. And so, Jamie, hold tight. You might be able to lay 13 or 13.5 if you like that
side. I'm just going to stay off of it. But you like it at 14?
14.5.
I would definitely take 14.5. And I'm just hoping as the injury report comes out to find out if he's playing or not. But I only see the dog as Rooster does.
Now, if he's not playing, though, are you staying off of it?
No matter what, I'm betting the dog. I like it no matter what. It's just going to increase my position if he's out.
Let me go to Rooster. Rooster, the total's at 49. If Leonard doesn't play with a strong defensive team that's got to, you know, come out playing even harder, you like the under at all in this matchup?
Yeah, I would lean under there. It'll probably move a point or so if that information comes out, even though he's already doubtful. But, yeah, I kind of like the under now that you mention it.
All right. There you go right
what's,
there.
What's the number?
49. The golden recap, under 49, Florida State. All right, let's go to the next game on the board. Originally, this line opened up with Whiskey being a four-point favorite. It's down now. Minus 2.5 below that key number 3. They're playing Illinois in Illinois. I mean, this is a tough matchup. You know, anything over 3, I was leaning towards Illinois, but now it's gone below that key number. I'm kind of liking Wisconsin a little bit. Let me go to Rooster first. Rooster, you got a dog in this fight? You like anybody?
Yeah, like you said, I like that plus 4, home dog plus 4, but now that it's under 3, under a field goal, lean Whiskey, not betting it, but definitely lean favored now.
Let me go to Jamie. Jamie, you like anyone in this matchup?
I pass.
Sheep, he's still alive? It's kind of darker. What are you going through, a tornado? What's going on down there?
It's parts of West Virginia. But earlier in the week, I bet Whiskey at a pick minus 55 and minus 60. I like Wisconsin a lot here.
He's just laying the wood, Verster. He's just laying it hard. He's okay. He's just flying. Well, the weather, I mean, if you look at the weather, they're going to have – what's You got to get off of Metro PCS, dude. If you look at the weather, they're looking at weather reports, 20 to 30 mile per hour winds. Whiskey has the better defense. They got the better run defense. Whiskey has a slightly better offense. They run the ball much better on offense. Points are going to be at a premium in this one. Man, you got a backup QB. You got weather under 41.
How can you not in this matchup?
Yeah, we're not doing silent movies, Sheep. We can't hear a word you're saying over here. Yeah, I kind of like Whiskey minus 2.5. The move is probably under 41 as well if those winds pick up, isn't it, Rooster?
Yeah, definitely. Wind is what deters the passing game. Deterring the passing game makes you go under.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of like the under as well. All right, let's go to the next game. You got a 5-1 Utah team playing USC who's really upset. The line's 7-56. We talked about this a little earlier in this show. Jamie? This is your game of the week. Is this the team you
like? No. I'm with you on it, but it's not my game of the week. I do like it though. I have Cap, you and I so far. What do Rooster and Sheep think about USC? Oh, and Rooster's staying off of it.
You still staying off of Rooster?
Yeah, I'm off it. At seven, it's
I
a
only
no
see the favorite. Me.
You always see the favorite, Sheep.
All right, so Sheep's with us on USC.
He's on the right side there. All right, let's go to the next game. I think we talked about this one a little bit too. South Carolina, 2-14, yep. Playing Missouri, line 7. 7.5 are popping up. The total 60. Rooster, you like South Carolina? Is this your game of the week?
It's one of my bigger bets. I took 7.5 this morning. I gave it out as a premium move on the site. Love me some South Carolina this week.
Jamie, you like them this week against Missouri? Like the other side?
I'm not betting this game.
Sheep, you laying the 7 here? As usual, you taking the dog?
No opinion on this game. When Rooster's on the dog, when I start to bring up Rooster, I get nervous.
Godfather, where are you? You're on South Carolina?
I kind of like South Carolina. Yeah, I mean, Missouri's coming off a big win. Next week, they got Georgia on deck. They might be looking ahead a little bit. This could be a little bit of a sandwich spot for him. You're going to have some wins here. Missouri's defense isn't the best. I think they're ranked 65th in opponent yards for playing, 66th in opponent points per game. So anytime, you got a weak defense and you got a team like South Carolina that's been great this year, they've played some good teams tough. They're a little battle-tested. I like South Carolina here, +7, +7.5. Obviously, is a better number. I like South Carolina with Rooster here. All right, let's go to the next game on the board, Ole Miss. Is laying 6.5 at Auburn. Let me go to Rooster first. Rooster, you like anyone here?
I do. I like Auburn at home, taking 7. I took 7 earlier in the week. Kind of an off number. It's mostly 6.5 at this point. Not a big bet, but I'm definitely on Auburn.
Jamie, you like anybody here in this matchup?
I thought about it, but I don't trust Auburn. At home, sure, there's a big advantage for them, but no, their offense is
suspect. It's weak.
Yeah, I'm just staying off of it. I'll tell you what I do like though.
Go ahead.
Like there's an over that I like that we hadn't talked about yet. Arkansas and Mississippi State. I think that Arkansas has all kinds of problems, but they do light up the scoreboard, and I think that even when they're losing a game, they're putting up points. And I think, they have a couple players back. I just think that between these two teams, I see 50 and over. And so it's at 48 at the moment. I got a 47.5, but it's at 48 today. I like that over.
Yeah, going back to the previous game, I like Auburn here. I'm with Rooster +7. Home dog, they got embarrassed last time out to LSU. Definitely a bounce back game. Nobody ever wants to get embarrassed like that. And, Ole Miss, their defense isn't the best. I think they're ranked 110th in the nation in pass defense. So I think Auburn's offense is going to look a little better against this team. And when you're grabbing +7 at home, I mean, I just can't resist. Next game is a big game. Tennessee at Alabama, spreads 8-49. We got about 1.5 minutes left. Let me go to Rooster first. You like anyone in this matchup?
Well, if you're going to take Alabama +4 to 1 to win the playoff, they got to make an impressive win here. And I think they will. I mean, they still have 5-star recruits all over that lineup. And Tennessee doesn't. So the better athletes here, it's only 8 points and it's at home. I don't know how you cannot lay 8 on Alabama here.
Yeah, I think Tennessee's a little fraudulent. I mean, if you look at the teams they beat Virginia, Austin Peay. They lost by double digits to Florida by 13 points. They beat UTSA. They beat South Carolina and Texas A&M. And like you said, Alabama right now, going down the stretch, they need style points. They need to beat these teams and beat them convincingly if they're going to look to make the college football playoffs. Their name carries so much weight where if they can go down the, you know, the stretch and some other teams trip up and they win by big margins, I think they're going to slip in. Rooster, do you like a total on this? 49 seems kind of high, man. Kind of like the under a little.
Yeah, with that Alabama defense, you know, the problem with these games, if Alabama gets on a roll, starts scoring points in bunches, 49, you know, it hits you quick in that third quarter. So, yeah, if anything, under, but that's a no bet for me.
All right, you're watching the Sports Betting Show on SiriusXM, Jacob Sports on YouTube, Sports Grid, and we're live streaming it at the Philly Godfather on X, Twitter, right now live. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Golden Recap.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
At the edge, then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Betting Show. I'm the Philly Godfather from thephillygodfather.com. And before we go to the Golden Recap, make sure you guys go to underdogfantasy.com right now. Use the promo code WIN, W-I-N, and they'll match your deposit up to $500. Jamie, you ready to go?
Yeah, I mean, if you love action the way we love action, you just go higher, lower. You take, you know, 2, 3, or 4, or 5 picks, and you can make 3, 5, 10, 20 times your money. It's really fun. Here is your golden recap. So I am on Penn State under 23 for the first half. I might even take Penn State +6.5 if it gets to that. Rooster likes Penn State at 5 and up. Philly Godfather is leaning that way. Cap and Philly Godfather and I and Sheep all like USC minus 7 or less. Sheep, you might want to mute your phone.
Sorry about that.
UCF, okay, over 66 for Rooster and Philly Godfather. We have Cap going under 66.5. Oklahoma minus 19. Rooster's leaning Clemson at 3. Cap is also on that. Rooster likes Marshall a lot at plus 4.5. He said that is free money. Cap likes LSU. He thinks that they're going to smash this week. Rooster is on South Carolina plus 7.5. Philly Godfather's there as well. Oregon minus 11 in the first half. I love it. Philly Godfather likes it. Texas minus 13.5 in the first half is just me. We gave out a bunch of futures. Please, go back and listen to the show and you'll see all the different futures that we talked about. Rooster likes Duke plus 14, obviously at 14.5, even better. Philly Godfather really likes it at 14.5. Sheep is taking it at 14.5. We have under 49 on Florida State for Philly Godfather and Rooster. Philly Godfather, Rooster are both leaning whiskey. Wisconsin. Sheep also likes Wisconsin, especially, you know, if we're at
10 seconds, James.
Okay, maybe under 41 on that game. Rooster plus 7 at all with Auburn and Philly Godfather. I like Arkansas over 47.5, maybe 48. Rooster and Philly Godfather at Alabama minus 8.
All right, there you go. I want to thank everyone for listening to the College Football Show on SiriusXM. Love you guys.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.